President Trump has already issued one end-of-term pardon. Could there be more?
It's pretty common for there to be a lot of pressure on presidents to issue politically sensitive or otherwise controversial pardons near the end of their term, and this is no different. The one thing here is that the president's under pressure to pardon himself from some allies, and there's been some suggestion even from the president himself that he believes he has that right.
We'll explain what pardon power the president does and doesn't have. And now that the UK has authorized a COVID-19 vaccine, we'll talk about the timeline for the US and others. Plus, why visitors will have to snap their photos fast at the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree. It's Wednesday, December 2nd. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. Here's what's news. As we reported this morning, Britain has become the first Western nation to grant emergency use authorization for Pfizer and BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine. But others aren't far behind. Here in the U.S., a panel of experts advising the Food and Drug Administration is planning to review the vaccine on December 10th, and authorization could come soon after. The next day, Europe's medical regulator will host a virtual public meeting to talk about vaccine development and regulatory reviews. And Canada says it expects to complete its review of the vaccine around the same time. Pfizer has already started shipping doses to distribution sites, so they're ready to go once they're greenlit. New York expects to get enough doses of the vaccine for 170,000 people by December 15th. Governor Andrew Cuomo says the first doses will be distributed to residents of nursing homes and staff in those facilities. State officials say a second batch of vaccines developed by Moderna is expected later this month. Distribution of both vaccines is contingent on FDA approval. Meanwhile, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has shortened its recommended quarantine period for those who have been exposed to the coronavirus to 7 to 10 days. The CDC says a person can end self-quarantine after a week if they test negative, although the CDC's incident manager says a 14-day quarantine is still the best way to reduce risk. Negotiations on a new round of coronavirus stimulus aid are gaining momentum after a months-long standoff. Democratic and Republican congressional leaders said Wednesday they saw potential for a compromise. Top Democrats say a $908 billion bipartisan proposal should serve as the foundation for the negotiations. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer says he spoke with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell today and that the two agree the legislation should come up before the end of next week. And we report exclusively that UPS imposed temporary shipping restrictions on six large retailers last week, including The Gap, Nike, and Macy's. It's a sign that a surge in online shopping is stretching delivery networks to their limits. Our Paul Ziobro says if you're ordering for the holidays, do it early.
There's a pretty good chance that things might take longer to get to your door. FedEx and UPS have been pretty overt with their shippers, and as a result, the shippers have also been pretty overt with their messaging just to start shopping early online if you are planning on doing that.
UPS and FedEx have already added peak delivery surcharges for big companies like Amazon and Best Buy to help manage demand for e-commerce during a surge in shipments. Coming up after the break, how much power does a president have to pardon? It's common for presidents to issue pardons at the end of their terms of office, but this time could be somewhat different. President Trump has already pardoned his former National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn, and he's reportedly considering pardons for close allies and family members, and even for himself. But just what powers of the pardon are afforded under the U.S. Constitution? Joining me now with some answers is Wall Street Journal reporter Byron Tao, who covers legal affairs for the Wall Street Journal. Hi, Byron. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start with a quick primer on pardons. We typically see a flurry of pardons at the end of an administration's term. What does the Constitution say about the power of the pardon?
Well, the Constitution very simply says that the president has the power to grant pardons and reprieves for offenses against the United States. And that's broadly been interpreted to mean that the president can issue a pardon or a commutation of someone's sentence or a reduction in a fine for any offense under federal law. Pardons only apply to federal offenses. So There's indications that there's a criminal investigation in New York by New York state prosecutors into the Trump Organization or President Trump's tax returns, and no presidential pardon can excuse anyone from a state-level investigation. So the president only has the power to bring about clemency at the federal level and has no power over what state or local prosecutors do.
So far, and we are expecting more to be issued, but President Trump has pardoned his former National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn. So far, this seems pretty typical of what we've seen in previous administrations, no?
That's right. Typically, presidents save their most controversial pardons for the end of their term. And we certainly saw this with Bill Clinton, who issued a number of very controversial pardons in 2000 as he was leaving office. President Obama pardoned the former Army contractor, Chelsea Manning. And so it's pretty common for there to be a lot of pressure on presidents to issue politically sensitive or otherwise controversial pardons near the end of their term. And this is no different. The one thing here is that the president's under pressure to pardon himself from some allies, and there's been some suggestion even from the president himself that he believes he has that right, and as well as his family and other political allies. So it's something to watch as the term winds down.
So what do legal experts say about that? This came up during the impeachment hearings, the president tweeting that he did have the power to pardon himself. Does he?
You know, it's a great question that really has never come up in all 200 plus years of American history. The most definitive answer is a 1974 legal memo by the Justice Department that was written just days before Richard Nixon resigned the presidency that concluded that no, the president cannot offer a pardon for himself under the basically the age-old legal principle that no one can be a judge in their own case. However, some scholars disagree with that interpretation. And of course, that legal opinion is more than 50 years old now, so it could be revisited at any time by the current Justice Department.
And what about a president pardoning potentially members of his own family? Has that ever come up before?
The president almost certainly has the power to do that. And yes, other presidents have done similar things. As I mentioned, when Bill Clinton left office in 2000, he pardoned his half-brother, Roger Clinton, and he also pardoned a friend and associate, Susan McDougal, who had refused to testify in an investigation into Mr. Clinton himself. So it's not unprecedented to have presidents pardon very close associates or members of their own family.
Byron, what about preemptive pardons for those not yet accused of a crime, but who might be in the future? What does the law tell us about that?
So typically, it's been understood that the president can issue a pardon for an offense that has not yet been charged by a grand jury or brought to court. However, most legal scholars say the president can't pardon, you know, future crimes. So the president can't write out a document giving someone carte blanche to go out and commit a crime. The action has to have already been completed.
What did you hear from legal scholars about a self-pardon or a preemptive pardon? Wouldn't that be an admission of wrongdoing? Is there any other way to see that?
Historically, pardons have not just been used to grant mercy, but they're also a check on runaway prosecutorial power or injustice. And so a pardon is not always seen as an admission of wrongdoing. Often it can be seen as a way to spare the country from something, as in when Gerald Ford pardoned Richard Nixon, or, you know, ways to right past wrongs, such as like when Jimmy Carter pardoned Vietnam War draft dodgers. So it's not always that a pardon is an admission of wrongdoing.
Does Congress have the power to override pardons, or is limiting the power of the pardon under consideration for the future?
Generally speaking, it's been held that the power of the pardon is really beyond the control of Congress. You know, some legal scholars think that there's some things Congress could do, like try to bring more transparency to the pardon process within the Justice Department. Usually the DOJ handles most of the initial pardon applications and makes recommendations to the president. There's also some belief that the laws around bribery or other influence peddling could be brought to bear on a president who, you know, corruptly uses the pardon power. But broadly speaking, courts have largely said that the pardon power is essentially unreviewable and there's not much any other branch of government can do absent some other crime occurring.
That's the Wall Street Journal's Byron Tao. Byron, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
And finally, the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree is an iconic part of the holiday season. This year, it came from Oneonta, New York, and arrived with a special guest. Here's our reporter, Charles Passy.
When the tree was being put in place, a worker spotted an owl, and the owl became quite the sensation. Now, we don't know if the owl hitched a ride at some point when the tree was being transported, was there all along. They kind of figured the owl didn't really want to spend the whole holiday season stuck in a tree in Rockefeller Center. They were able to capture the owl, rehabilitate him. I gather the owl was a little thirsty, and then send the owl back into the wild.
The tree lighting will be televised on NBC tonight, but this year the ceremony will be closed to the public. And visitors who want to get those perfect pictures with the tree starting tomorrow will have to follow social distancing restrictions, including limiting their viewing to just 5 minutes. And that's what's news for this Wednesday afternoon. We'll be back tomorrow morning. If you like our show, please rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.